Blog Talk Radio.
Are you wanted? Are you wanted? Do people want to see you? Do people want to associate with you? Are they interested in getting in touch with you? What is your story? This is Robert J. with your radio promo. And our subject continuing on from last week is how to get your social media affairs in order. That's right. You know, the song is so cool, man. It's a great, great song by Bon Jovi, man. What a great song. And, you know, comes from associated with a movie years ago, and Outlaws and the Wild Wild West and all that cool stuff, right? I mean, what a great, great movie. Great actors in there, and just a great production. That song just takes me back, you know, when it first came out, and times, the things that I was working on at that time, back way back when. And, you know, every day when you get up, you have air in your lungs, you're able to breathe, and you're healthy and all that stuff. You have your health, obviously, you got everything right. You know, the thing of it is, you are continuously trying to make yourself better, whatever it is. You go get up that morning, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, ladies put on their makeup, and you get yourself all nice or whatever looking, you know, so people can accept you, and wow, now look at that. You know, the whole thing is we're always selling. We're always trying to tell people how good we are or how we, you know, probably we want people to, you know, feel good about being around us. And I think that's very important when you're actually working on the internet and trying to actually establish your social media, your branding. You're getting the word out there about you and you alone and your particular company, whether you're representing a company per se, whether it be network marketing, whether it be MLM, you know, basically more than the same, direct sales, maybe you're in insurance sales. Maybe, you know, honestly, maybe you work at a restaurant, you're a waitress, you know, maybe you pick up garbage. Maybe you're actually, and by the way, I have great respect for those guys because it's hard work. But whatever it is that you're doing in your life, even if you're a student, every day you are pursuing the American dream. You're pursuing freedom. You're pursuing how to better yourself. And every single day, we're actually selling someone or selling ourselves. Not selling ourselves, like selling your soul or whatever, but selling ourselves as far as being accepted, wanting to be accepted in the community for which we partake in on a daily basis, whether it be an online community, whether it be in the community that, you know, when you go to work, or if you're retired, of course, you know, maybe going to your church, going to the store, whatever it is. We always want to look our best. We always want to feel good. We want people to feel good about us when they walk away. Hey, you know, Bob seemed pretty up today. You know, Sally really does seem like she really has it get together, you know. You ever hear the term, you walk into, when that guy walks into their room, the whole room goes down, the lights flicker. Well, you know, I'd rather have a flicker for the fact of the excitement because there's so much energy being portrayed out there that I would rather have them, you know, feel that way as opposed to, like, feeling like, oh, man, I wish that guy was up talking. He's bringing me down. We'll have bad days. We'll have aches and pains. I mean, my goodness, you know, we're human. That's okay. It's part of growing older. And if you're younger and you have pains, whatever, you know, it'll work itself through. It's temporary. Most things aren't just temporary, right? And the thing of it is, as far as the topic of today's continuation from last week's show, you know, getting your social media affairs in order, you hear it a lot of times in life, okay, sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, but it's time to get Mr. Johnson's, affairs in order. And, you know, and it's usually a sad time when you hear about stuff like that. It's also very smart to have your affairs, have whether it be a will, whether it be just have everything set up, you know, to so whoever if anything happens to you particularly, then you know your family, or you know they'll be able to enjoy you, the memory of you, and not have to worry about going through a whole bunch of stuff when you do go on to the great beyond. But of course, this show is not about a bringing down, or just talking about being a downer, and that one. Be Sally Downer or Bobby Downer here. But my point is, having, you know, I'm relating it to life in general, okay, outside of the marketing sales world, but having your social media affairs in order, meaning every single day that you get up, what are you going to do? How many goals are you setting? If you have just 3 goals, that's fine. If you have 10 goals, that's fine. Whatever it is, don't put 20 goals down there if it's going to overwhelm you. I mean, personally, from my own experience, I've done that, and like, you know, I got a few done throughout the week. Well, my goodness, Monday was supposed to be a day that I got those 20 things done. Well, you know, you can sure try and do it if they're minimal things, but, you know, other life comes into play. You have to go mow the lawn. Maybe something comes up where you have to go wash some more dishes, or you got to go pick up this kid from school, or, you know, somebody needs a ride, or you got to go out and see your parents. Or it just, you know, the number of things can come into the way, and that's part of life. That's okay. But, you know, set yourself up to where you can actually achieve and accomplish what those any of those goals. And like I said, if it's 3 goals a day or several goals, setting up certain tasks, but staying with it. You know, they say a habit is formed in about 21 days. And a lot of the bad habits we formed over our lifetime, it does take a lot to get rid of those bad habits. However, you can actually work on that and just work on one bad habit. You know, to accomplish yourself and get yourself to moving on towards more positive, better, healthy habits for yourself. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just tuning in a few minutes ago, this is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. I wanted to also invite you to follow me on my social media at RJOKWILL. It's RJOKWILL. You can get me on Instagram. You can follow me, of course, on Twitter. Facebook, as well as, let's see, Pinterest. So I've got pretty much, you know, I've got them all the same name. Gary Vaynerchuk talked about that this last year. He always talks about great stuff, and if you ever get a chance to listen to him, check him out. He's phenomenal. But he talked about the fact of having your brand be the same. Don't confuse people. It's cute to have a birthday and this and that, and, you know, well, your first grandkid. As long as it's something easy to remember, even if it's a grandkid's name, that's cool, but you know what? You want to keep your business life and your personal life separate. And when you're branding yourself, come up with something that's actually going to be, you know, can be memorable, something that's easy to spell, that they don't have to spell. You don't have to spell out for them to understand. Now, my name, RJOKWILL, is actually a compilation of my entire name. It's got my first name, my two middle names, and part of my last name in there. So that's why I've done that. And I've had other social media names out there that are still floating out there, and they're, you know, still getting traffic and all that. But after listening to Gary and becoming a student in his last year, I really did understand. It really hit me. It's like, oh my goodness, that's right. I mean, what's your website? You know, now you basically just tell them your follow me on Twitter, you know, RJOKWILL. They can leave notifications there. They can contact you from there. Sure, they can still email you as well. That's fine. Email is still alive and well. However, but social media, if you're going to actually brand yourself and, like the subject today, getting your social media affairs in order, that's really one of the major parts right there. If you have several different social medias, whether it be Twitter, whether it be StumbleUpon, whether it be Reddit, Facebook, the list is endless, of course, Snapchat. Yeah, by the way, you can follow me on Snapchat too, RJOKWILL. You want to brand yourself straight across the board with that same name, okay? If you've got something that's special and dear to your heart, passionate, whatever your product or service is, same thing. You want to make sure that you've got that branding continuously working for you. And really, if you actually just did that, and it may take a couple of days, really only take a couple of hours. Sit down and just get it done, okay? You can always still keep your whatever Twitter account you have now And you can even, like I did before, I put a note in there to tell people too that I'm actually posting on this other channel now. And a lot of people have come over, which is great, and have built up my tweets and all my followers. It's pretty awesome. So it still can be done. You don't have to go close anything. Don't close anything out. Don't get rid of all that work you've done. You can always forward people to the other stuff. But as you're out there talking to somebody, if you could just say, you know, Bob's Best or something like that. I've got a website actually called Bob's Best Success, and it actually was dedicated after my father, who was actually diagnosed 3 years ago with stage 4 cancer, stomach cancer. At the hospital, just, you know, in memory. Well, now he has passed, unfortunately, about 3 months ago. He has passed. But at the time, he actually did come back and did beat the first round, and then unfortunately came back and got him. Not so much stomach cancer, but just other stuff. The cancer, by the way, cancer sucks. If you want to know my feeling about that, I've been through it. Not myself, thank God, but I've been through it with family members, other than my father. My mother is a breast cancer survivor. She's still going. My wife is a leukemia survivor. She's doing great. We have two kids, so they're our miracle babies. We weren't supposed to have children, and God bless us with two beautiful babies that are now growing up. And I'm attempting to teach them, you know, to get their social media affairs in order, because now the whole world is surrounded by social media, period, right? Anyway, instead of me rambling on here and going off base here, I wanted to just give you an idea. Like when I said Bob's Best Success, well, Bob's, if you spell Bob's, B-O-B-S, it's Building Online Business Success. So I'm going to go ahead and put a website, and I did that. Now I have a fan page, so if it's forwarded right, bobsbestsuccess.com, should be forwarding directly over to that page, which is dedicated to my father, sure, but also it's got tips on there on how to build build online business success, no matter what you're doing. So anyway, this is Robert J. and your radio promo, doing a program today. We're focusing on how to get your social media affairs in order, and also what is it that is actually drives you? What is in your soul, deep within your soul? What is it that you want to do in your life? What kind of mark do you want to make, you know, out there in the world? Do you want to, you know, build a website? Do you want to write a book? You want to travel the world? You want to write a song? Are you musicians? You want to get your, you know, a platinum seller, multi-platinum? What is it that drives you? And that's really what, whether you're a marketer selling a product or service, or you're actually the brand yourself already, and you're an entertainer, et cetera, you got to realize what is actually in deep within your soul. What are you passionate about? And that actually, believe it or not, when you're passionate about something, you don't have to even sell nothing. You just tell the story. I always tell people, don't sell, just tell. Just tell your story. And that goes for any marketer out there, anybody trying to make a difference in the world and better themselves and their families' lives and all that stuff. Take a deep breath, you know, sit down, get a piece of paper, and write down a few things that, you know, that drives you. And go for it. You know, they always say you can actually find a need and fill it. Find that need. Go ahead and fill it, and see what happens. See where they say, let the chips fall where they may. Well, that's kind of the same thing here. If you don't try, if you don't get out there and do something, you'll never know. And you know, you don't want to die one day with the music left in you, right? You got to get out there and just pursue what you feel in your heart will help others. And, of course, it's going to help you. It's just automatic. If you help somebody else get what they want, you automatically get what you want. It may not be tomorrow, next day. You're not going to be a multimillionaire in 2 days and all that stuff. But you know what the thing of it is? If you do something each and every day and push towards something that you're passionate and excited about, then you really can succeed and you really can make a difference in the world that we live in. It's really a gimme, you know, and that's really how the universe works. And if you actually just keep positive and focused on something. Something should develop for you. And the topic, like I said today, is getting your social media affairs in order. Your homework, actually, I should say, is do this, please. Get on all the social medias. You know, don't get on 20 or 30 of them right away, okay? Like today, for instance, go sign up for 5 of them if you haven't done it already. If you're already in them, go get that name, whatever it is. And if you go to GoDaddy, go to any one of these, one of one's really great. There's so many, web.com, there's webs. There's a multitude of different servers out there, Bluehost. You can actually get yourself a domain, and anywhere from $1 to, like, say, $10, $12, and it's usually good for a year. My goodness, go get that. Get whatever it is you're doing. And if it's a couple of things you're doing, and you know, then go get a couple of them. Most domain companies that sell domains, they have what they call a subdomain, which means, for instance, my one domain is consumerview.com, consumervue.com. If I want to promote one of my main companies, let's just call it Project. Let's call it Project A. I'm gonna my URL, which is the website name address. Okay, it's gonna say something like companya.consumerview.com. So when I send something to that site, it's gonna go directly there. Now, ConsumerView might be going directly to my main company, but Project A or Company A is going to go someplace else. Maybe I'm promoting, health and nutrition or something like that. So nutrition.consumerview.com. If I'm selling a cars.consumer. So you can make it whatever you want, but that's what's so great about subdomains. They also, it's like you have at least 100 other opportunities to redirect your visitors to your particular campaigns. Now, you don't want to confuse people. It's just a good thing for you to have and to use. But in the meantime, my recommendation, of course, for instance, like Twitter, you can actually give people your Twitter address, or you can actually forward it from your domain. Once again, that word ConsumerView. ConsumerView. I could even say Twitter. I could say Robert J. I could say RJOKWILL dot Twitter.com. Okay, it's real simple. Have fun with it. Now, as far as building and getting your social media stuff together, I would recommend five majors right now, top of my head, of course. For one, definitely Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat. Those are the five right there I would just focus on completely right at this moment. Now, if you want to add a few more, that's fine. You could do that. Tumblr is another one. Tumblr is great. Tumblr has so many different opportunities. You can actually get on Tumblr and post to these other ones I just mentioned. Reddit's another one that's out there. It's been around for a long time. That's pretty popular. If you get on Tumblr, same thing. You know, make it your brand, whatever your brand happens to be. In my case, I'm branding myself, so I'm RJOKWILL, right? So I'm going to have, actually, I've got a couple of different Tumblr channels within Tumblr, but one of them, I believe, is Consumer View. And the thing of it is, enabling yourself to reach out to people, make it easy. Hear the word easy? Easy peasy, okay? Having that be easy for someone to get to makes not only their job easier to get to you when you're promoting, but when you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff and then the HTTP and all that stuff, you know, and by the way, when you're talking to somebody, you don't need to go tell them the whole HTTP. Just say, go to your browser, go on top. Don't even put www. Just put the website address in there. Technology has advanced so much now that it'll automatically come up, okay? So for the most part, yeah, sure, people should know how to put HTTP, :// But the thing of it is, you don't need to do that anymore. It's really not necessary. WWW sometimes messes things up. Just go to the browser that says space on top, okay, the search bar. Not search bar, sorry, the browser. And just put whatever your website address is, okay? In my case, I'm using my one as an example today, simply because I've had it for a long time, and I've probably used it even here on the station over the years. But consumerview.com. That's all anybody has to type in to find me. All right. Now, And I'm only going off base here a little bit because I wanted to get that across. A lot of people, I see a lot of people doing that. I see a lot of people when they send their emails out, they put the HTTP in there, and I even do that because I want to make sure it links. Okay, the thing of it is when the technology is advanced enough and it's user friendly enough to where all you have to do is highlight that. Okay, highlight your website, highlight it, right click. It's right click, and it'll open up. An area where you can actually put in the HTTP and all that stuff, right? Then when you save that, it'll look, you'll just see, then like in my case, consumerview.com. You won't see HTTP, blah, 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 all that mess. All you'll see is just what people should see, what you're promoting, okay? The HTTP, I actually seen a professional car dealership recently, and they had I was really surprised. There's a multi-million-dollar corporation, and they're sending email out to their potential customers, okay, and repeat customers, and they've got that HTTP and that. And to me, I could have said something. I said, whatever, none of my business. The thing of it is, it looks so to me so unprofessional, but that's not really totally the wrong thing to do. They want to make sure people can click on that link, right? However, had they just taken about maybe less than 30 seconds, they could have just highlighted that area, right-clicked, opened it up, and they would have been able to hyperlink it properly. And now all you would see is the dealership's name, right? So anyway, just wanted to throw that at you. And as you're getting your social media affairs in order, this is something that to keep in mind. Because I believe, in my opinion anyway, people might look at you like, well, that person's very novice or whatever. You want to look as good as possible. Having a website and having a decent website, even if you build your own or have somebody do it for you nowadays, it shouldn't cost too much to have it done for you. However, if you're with a particular company or product or service, they actually pretty much supply the websites for you anyway. So you might as well just go with them because they look nice anyway. If you've got your information on there, your phone number, your contact information to get to you directly, then by all means, use their website and go get get your own website address, your own domain, URL. That's URL, website address, domain. It's all the same thing, okay? So if anybody says, get your URL, what's an URL? You're like, what's an URL? It's URL, okay? And it just basically means website. It's also the same as a website address. It's your home, okay? With your website looking nice, it looks like, wow, what's Allie doing? She's got a multi-million-dollar corporation here. It's really an image you want to portray yourself as knowing what you're doing. And as you get your social media affairs in order, like basically in the background behind the scenes, you're going to increase your credibility and your likeness out there on the internet. And believe it or not, it's amazing because when people look at you and they're like, what's this person doing? They'll check up on you. You know, they'll Google you. Now they can Google anything. I got a phone call. I get a phone call. I don't recognize the number. I Google it. I know right away. Okay, well, 50 million people are getting the same response from some person sending negative messages or harassing them or whatever. It's amazing. Google grandma, right? The thing of it is, go on there, and get out there in the world and get your name out there. Get name recognition. And by all means, once again, please brand yourself and please dig deep within your soul this weekend and realize what is it that I want to do? What is it that I can do to help? What kind of need is out there that I can actually fulfill? When you do that and you feel good about it and you feel like you've got, wow, this is full of integrity and I'm making a difference in the world, then my goodness, it's not only going to be rewarding for you, but it's going to be fun. And that's really what life's all about, right? Let's have some fun. Let's make a little money, sure. But also, let's build our future. Let's build our different things we're doing that we eventually one day have residual because guess what? All the work we did now is all going to be coming back to us later. So what you do now, the little things you do now, the little tiny efforts you make now and put forth now, like today, this month, this year, let's say for the rest of 2016, okay? Coming on, when you hit 2017, you're already hitting the ground running, okay? So spring of next year, let's say, you already got a nice business growing. You've established yourself and, my goodness, as you got your social media affairs in order, now you're able to be the professional. You're able to be the person who actually is training others to do what I'm talking about today. And that's really where you want to head for anyways. You want to become the trainer. You want to be the leader. Okay, when one person says lead, follow, get out of the way. You know, leaders were followers at one time. They had to learn from somebody. They had to go to some mentor, had to teach them something, right? So by all means, if you can, just focus strictly on getting your social media affairs in order. Get that branding going, okay? The same name straight across the board. Like I said, mine is RJOKWILL. Trust me, for you, RJOKWILL. I've got that straight across the board. I have a few that are out there still, and I'm leaving them alone. But you want to make sure that you're not going to, fall behind and not lose out on confusing people. So when they ask you, well, hey, what's your Twitter? And most people will just ask you that now. They'll ask you, what is your, Twitter address? You know, how can I follow you on Snapchat? Can I get your address for Pinterest? Whatever, I'd like to see some pictures of what you do, what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. Thing of it is, you've got like your name, your domain, or really, I should say your name, okay, your username for most of your accounts, all the same. Then pretty much if they want to follow you on Twitter, they can also follow you on Instagram, they can also follow you on Pinterest, they can also follow you on Snapchat and Vine. I mean, it's just amazing. It's basically just momentum picks up because it's so easy because people just got to remember one thing. Guess what? They'll find you. It makes it a lot easier for them to find you. And that's what you want to make sure, they find you, they can see you, right? Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in, everybody, today. I appreciate it. This is Robert J. It's a beautiful sunshine day. Just hit autumn. Just yesterday, we went into autumn, so it's going to be a wonderful season. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again and giving some more advice. Look forward to our emails. Check out our website at Your Radio Promo. You can follow me, too, if you like. Like I said, once again, RJ, okay, Will. If you have any questions or any suggestions, we're open to any suggestions. And also, I'd like to have anybody who wants to come on our show and talk about their product. And really, the biggest thing for doing that, we want them to be able to come on here and actually give our listeners out there some advice on how they can succeed in their online business. All right, have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Remember, you can make a difference. Just keep the blinders on and always, always, always stay focused. And use integrity and honesty when dealing with the people that are going to make your future. Because the people that make your future today will be with you tomorrow. Have a nice one, everybody. This is Robert J. See you later.